Welcome back to another edition of the Los Ponies Podcast, and we're on site at Los Al right before the Saturday's races, Saturday night. We're recording this on Saturday. We're going to look at Sunday's card, Curtis, but before we do that, we started the year on a good note the last few couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's trending downwards, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was really on a streak there with the locks, and now I'm on a different streak now. I got the old second-itis for my locks here, but we're just going to try and move on and move forward and hopefully lock it up this week.
You know, it's bad when I don't remember what locks I had last week. When I don't remember what I had, that means I didn't do good. So we'll try to sweep it under the rug. Before we get into Sunday's card, I want to give a round of applause to our ex-rider here, Los Al, Cesar Diaba. He saddled his first runner as a trainer at Santa Anita today, mm-hmm. Pied and True. Second at 11-1 behind the 4-5 favorite. So shout out to Cesar.
So was it a closing effort? I looked at the form earlier.
I didn't look at the race.
I saw he threw the blinkers on, but I was busy with the fraternity trials at Louisiana. Yeah. So I didn't watch any Santa Anita today, but yeah. Wish all the best of luck to Cesar, one of the good guys, and off to a good start.
Yeah,
it's pretty tough. Just he didn't even try to go to Los Al first. No? He just transitioned right to the big time.
Yeah, so right, big time.
He's not dipping his toe in the water there. No, he's diving in.
He's gonna pick up that win soon there if the first race is any kind of indication. But before we get in, did you see Space Jam 2 announcement?
Is it really coming out?
Coming out. LeBron tweeted something out that it's 2021 or something like that.
Okay. I thought that was just complete rumor.
No.
And I thought it was just a joke by now, because I've heard it for a couple years that LeBron was going to do Space Jam 2.
I went back and I looked at when the original was released. 1995.
Yeah.
We were 10 years old.
Yeah, it's one of the only movies that I've actually seen twice in theater. It had to
you
be,
did?
Yeah, it had to be the Oscar-dismissed Space Jam of all movies. But, that was a pretty good movie when we were a kid. All Looney Tunes and mm-hmm. Michael out there.
There was
balling it up.
Do you remember there was, like, a little bit of a rumor going, like, that kind of Blake Griffin was in talks to almost doing it or something like
that's
that?
Over the years, I've heard a couple different guys link to it. And LeBron's always been kind of the number one.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have Michael do the first one, you gotta have your top guy do the next one. But so it's actually going to come to fruition.
Yeah, that's it. And you know who's got to be a monster? For sure.
Who?
Boban. Boban has got to be a monster.
Boban, yes, he's definitely a little strange looking. He's got
the length. He's got the height.
He definitely can play some character roles in other movies. Once he retires, when they're always looking for a giant for some movie.
So, Boban. If Boban is not in Space Jam 2, I would be disappointed. But shout out to your Lakers. I mean, LeBron said, I'm going to turn on playoff LeBron mm-hmm. right now. What did he do? He upset the Rockets after being down 19 points at one point.
I couldn't believe that. LeBron, he said, everybody thinks that the Lakers are going to miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any way that they're going to miss the playoffs. But then they're like, well, you're going to have to play Golden State or somebody tough.
Yeah,
and I was like, well, whatever. We'll deal with that when we get there.
Exactly.
But I couldn't believe it. And I heard there was a little dissension between Chris Paul and Harden in the locker room there. Maybe things are unraveling right when everything's supposed to be coming together. So I think they might have some things to work out.
Did you see Chris Paul trying to rip LeBron's arm off?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, there was like they were going up for a
rebound.
How did
I miss that?
They were going up for a rebound, and Chris Paul just like completely like tried to pull on LeBron's arm down. So.
Well, what was it, the one foul? I remember a couple years ago when he was on the Clippers where he just hopped on the guy's back. I think it was on, you know, just when they're trying to foul at the end of the game, and he literally just hopped onto a guy's back.
But, wow.
Yeah, I'm not a big Chris Paul fan. he doesn't have the squeaky clean image.
No.
I think a lot of people see him from the State Farm commercials and all that. He's a competitor, and he can get pretty nasty in there as well.
So I can tell you right now, the seventh seed is tied right now. Seven and eighth are tied, which is Spurs and Clippers. They have an identical 33-27 record. Seven and eighth, Clippers and Spurs. Ninth is 30-28, the Kings. And the Lakers are at 500, 29-29, sitting in 10. So between fifth place Rockets and 10th place Lakers, there's only five losses separating those top five.
you know, Barkley, who is usually a pretty big Sacramento Kings hater. Yeah. He says the Kings are making the playoffs this year. That's a pretty big endorsement from Barkley, because he usually just dismisses them totally. Shaq usually has to slap him around a little on set, tells him Vladdy's going to come after him, but... Yeah, old Charles, he likes to go out there say certain things to get reactions. He thinks the Kings are going to make the playoffs.
But I love the NBA so much just because of the outside factor. There's so much drama going on Twitter surrounding the NBA.
Yeah.
Whether it's like subliminal tweets or like people shouting, like outing out other teammates. I don't know. The NBA is doing it right. Whatever they're doing, they're doing it right because... people get to talking about them on Twitter.
Do you give the Nuggets any chance to make a run? I mean, I couldn't even believe they're as high as they were.
Neither.
I just totally dismissed them all season. I look at the standings and they're all the way up there. I couldn't believe it.
There are 40 and 18, and the Warriors are 42 and 16.
And I usually like to consider myself a little connoisseur of basketball. Yeah. I can turn on any game and watch it, and I can say, like, I don't think I've watched one Nuggets
Me
game
neither.
All season.
No. So, even when they played like the local teams, like the Lakers or the Clippers, I don't think I've watched a full game with the Nuggets. But they're only two games out of first place.
Yeah, I mean that's got to be the Coach of the Year award. It's got to go to the Nuggets coach. Maybe it'll go to the Bucks.
Yeah,
with the season they're having, and they got such a high profile player in Giannis that maybe they'll get it there. But the Nuggets coach is well deserving.
Watch out for the Thunder. They're streaking right now. They're at 38 and 20, sitting in third place. And I think Paul George and Westbrook finally really, their second season together now, they're a good team there. So
that's kind of been the note going around, is that he's deferring to Paul George a little more, not trying to put the whole world on his back, which is, you know, I love Westbrook. I love a guy that'll go out there and
play hard.
Yeah, leave it all out there.
That's it.
Every single night on the court. But, yeah, that was the one flaw in his game where maybe he just tried a little too hard.
I don't know. So, all right, give me two teams out of the East. Who do you think are going to make the East?
I like the Sixers.
Okay, yeah. The Sixers are my choice to win it all.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be interesting to see who you leave out.
When are you going to Vegas?
I'm going next month.
I'll give you some money.
So I don't know the exact date, but yeah, I'm going next month.
You think I can get? What's the odds on the 76ers?
I'm horrible.
Let me see.
I've only made one bet on sports my entire life, I bet the Super Bowl. That was it. So, I just stick to horse racing.
Let me see if I can get a quick line on what are the current odds of the 76ers to win the title. If they're 15-1 or higher, all right, I got it right here. Golden State are 2-5. Wait, is this right now? I don't know if these are live right now. But nonetheless, this has the 76ers at 15-1. Not bad.
And who did they just pick up?
Tobias Harris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Former Clipper that was playing his brains out.
And he's playing the best, I think the best percentage out of his career from the 3-point line this year, so...
Yeah, he got in there, and he looked like he just fit right along with those guys. So they got a pretty good young group over there. And then, you know, I always got to go against the Raptors.
Yeah.
Even though they got Kawhi now, they're going to try and break that playoff curse that they have. you know, I'm going with the Bucks. I think old Giannis is playing so well right now. I'll pick 76ers and the Bucks.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think there's trouble in paradise in Celtics. With Kyrie, yeah, I would say those two on the East. The West, I think, is wide open. As a long shot, I would probably tell you the Thunder.
Yeah.
Just because Steven Adams is great at protecting there, and he's effective in the offense. And then
he is so underrated.
Oh, for sure. I wonder when is his contract up? Like
that I couldn't tell you, but I'm assuming he's content. Right there in Oklahoma.
He's so underrated.
Yeah, he holds that team together and just lets Westbrook and Paul George do their thing.
I didn't know how young he was. He's like in his 20s.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that he probably looked like he was like 35 when he was went through puberty. But yeah, he's been seems like he's been around forever. But yeah, I mean, he's a solid guy that gives you those minutes every night and plays hard. So yeah, If you ever want to come out to Lakerland, if the Thunder start treating you badly, I'm sure we can find a spot for you.
I can't believe the Clippers got Zubac for free, basically, from the Lakers.
So we were talking about the, you know, with Orlando, and he was like, yeah, you guys are right. I can't believe it. Like, what a stupid deal. Like, we talk him up, yeah. And you have Tyson Chandler, who I like right now, yeah. But he is getting older, yeah. And you got Zubac, who every time he goes in there, he's playing so well with, yeah, LeBron. You can just give him time to develop. Old Jerry West just came and scooped him right up, and yeah, that was a good pickup by you guys.
I mean, to think that Randall is having a great season.
Yep.
And then the other guy in Brooklyn, what's his name? The ex-Laker.
Point guard? Are you talking about?
Yeah.
Russell? Is it D'Angelo Russell?
Yeah, he was an all-star this year. He's having, yeah, a tremendous year. I mean, those two were just on the Lakers.
Yeah, he said he was so glad to get out of L.A. I think it was just one of those things, maybe too much pressure for him. Once he got away from him, yeah, he's blossomed pretty well, so... Yeah, it's a tough town. You know, the big markets, you gotta really perform, and some guys can rise, and other guys, they don't like all the spotlight, and so sometimes they just need to go to a different city to play well.
Well, I'll say this. I just hope the Lakers make the playoffs, because it just makes it that much more interesting.
Definitely. You always want to see LeBron in there.
Oh, for sure.
You want to see, like, what he could do. I really hope we don't have to play Golden State. I hope we get at least seventh and we don't have to run into them. I'd much rather have the Nuggets. I'll take my chances with them if they remain in the second spot. But, yeah, as long as we get in, and like you said, LeBron's, he's activated playoff mode. So, hopefully we can have a nice little stretch.
The last stretch of the NBA season is underway. Let's look at Sunday's card here at Los Al. We got an eight-race program. And there is a pick-six carryover heading into Saturday. We could possibly have another carryover heading into Sunday's card, because Saturday's card is not easy at all. All right, Sunday, race one, 4.5 furlongs. Phillies and Mares, 3 0s and up, which have never won 2 races, claiming tag of 2,500. 4.5 furlongs is the distance. Field of 6, who'd you pick here?
You know, I wanted to go for the 2 off that. You had that trouble, yeah, trip last time. I really wanted to, but there's just such little speed in this race that I'm going to just forgive the 3, little AJ, here for Angie Aquino. That last race, you know, that went up to 3,200. Didn't show any speed at all, and then, you know, had to check near the quarter pole, got floated out. So I'm just going to draw a line through that. Like I said, I don't think there's a whole lot of speed out there, so I think this one can get out there on the front end. You know, the 2's going to be rolling late,
yeah.
But yeah, I just think it's little AJ might have just too big of a lead on him here.
Yeah, we're kind of thinking the same way. I picked the 3 as well, just because there's not a lot of speed in this field. I mean, who's going to show speed? Is the 6 going to show enough speed? I don't think so.
No.
I think little AJ is going to be rolling on the front end, and she's going to try to seal it without a doubt. So the 2 is going to be rolling late. So I'll go to the 3 on top. I'll go to the 4 for second, Lovely Storm, who I think has a little bit of tactical speed.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stay close throughout. So if the 3 is not able to clear, the 4 should be right there within a length of the lead. The 4 can make a move, and then the 2 is going to be picking up the pieces. So I'm going to keep it very, very simple. 3 and 4 is the speed, and I think the 2 is a closer. So 3, 4, and 2 for me in race one.
Yeah, we got the same numbers, just a little different order. I like the 3 on top. Again, the 2 for second, I think it'll show a little bit more speed here, second time at Los Al. So it's going to need to stay within a fairly close distance there to the 3, and then the 4, Lovely Storm. Like you said, has shown some speed in the past. You know, 3 outs back, you know, sat a nice trip. I kind of like this as just a two-horse race with the 2 and the 3, but I like the Lovely Storm there in the third spot above the 1, 5, and 6.
All right, so a little bit of, you know, we agree top 3, a little bit of different order, but nonetheless, we both think the favorite could take them all the way. Race number 2, Maidens, 3 0s and up. 870 yards is the distance. We got a field of 6 set to post, and the morning line favorite is going to be the 2, Havasu Honey, who comes out of a little bit of seconditis.
Mm-hmm.
Just how some of your locks have been lately.
Yes, I can relate to the 2.
So are you picking the 2 in this spot?
No, I'm going to go against. I'm going to try and get a price to really pump up the pick 4 here. I'm going to go to the 5, Heaven Squared, Art Sherman. This is going to make its second start here at Los Al. Yeah, I have to say, I don't say it very often. My chart is wrong here.
Oh, really?
I don't know why, but it says that in the first call that this horse was third by half a length. He was not. He was actually down by three. It was like the three and the seven in front. They were dueling, and then the five was actually down by three. So it's a good thing if you're listening to the podcast, because it'll definitely be changed next time. Not everybody will know this, but he wasn't that quick early. Kind of off slow, lugged out on the turn. But I thought was finishing fairly well here. And with the two and the four maybe not finishing so well, I'm hoping Vinny can just get this horse a little bit closer, take the turn, might be good in good shape turning for home.
All right, so let me go back. So I'm doing the race analysis comments for the Vacationing Ed Bergar. You can find them in the Nightlines and also in DRF. And I'm going back and reading my comments for race two just to make sure what did I write for Heaven Squared. Brooks Lowe was hard to ride while going right wide around the turn and went evenly to finish fifth when trying this distance for the first time 2 weeks ago. So yeah, I have that one as breaking slow last time out there and going evenly. But you're gonna bounce back, and you know this horse took plenty of play. I thought she was gonna be better meant last time out. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's plenty of room to improve. I have her for third. I've got to go with the two Halves of Honey just because I've been supporting this one the last two starts. Last time out, Ron Scat was a better horse that night, but I gotta think Halves of Honey. You know, don't be scared of those second. I just think she's running to some good horses those nights. This might be the fuel that she's looking for to break through. So, give me the two Halves of Honey for second. Give me the four Zuzana here for Nicholas Acuna. This one finished second on debut there during the daytime at Los Al here on December 7th. It was a pretty good effort despite the slow start. I thought this horse rallied nicely in between horses. The winner there returned to win against the start allowance foes next time out. So I think the four is well meant in this spot. I'm just worried about the 870-yard distance for this one off the second start. So 2, 4, and 5 for me in race two.
Yeah, I liked the five on top. Then I went to the four, Zuzana, just like you said. Ran a really nice second there on debut in the daytime. I just have questions about, you know, shortening all the way up to the 870-yard distance. But, again, not a whole lot of speed in here. So I can see this one being more forwardly placed this time. Then I'm going to go to the three, or to the two, Havasu Honey for third here. Had, a nice trip, almost ran a winning race.
Yes.
You know, bit into the stretch and got right there and just got outfinished by Ron's Cat. I'm hoping we can just beat this favorite again. Maybe he weakens down the lane once more, and we can look to play him again next time.
Oh, looking forward to that. I recap. I'll go 2, 4, 5.
5, 4, 2.
All right, race number three here. Again, going 4.5 furlongs, and this spot.
That's right. Let's just. And this is a familiar lock.
It is.
This is a familiar lock from 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
We're going back to the number two horse working. And we got a juicy 5-1 on our lock here. You know, it's not that easy of a race, but, you know, I watched Seattle Encounter come back again Friday night.
Looked impressive.
Rallied from off the pace. Mm-hmm. You know, working had a little bit of trouble against Seattle Encounter that night, even though, you know, Seattle Encounter looked like probably was going to win no matter what. Really drew off, but working got bumped both sides there entering the turn, so I'm going to use that for a little excuse, and it's going to be second time Sergio Morfin. I think he's going to be right there on the lead again, and hopefully he can hold the rail against, you know, speedier rivals like the Tattoo Kid, who I think maybe has some stamina issues. And I think the 7 on the fence is going to regress off of the wet, fast surface, so that's what I'm going to try and play against. I'm going to go with the number 2 horse working for the lock of the night.
Lock of the night for Curtis coming back to the well with working. You're not giving up. Bad news. I don't have working in my top 3. Wow.
Are you sure you printed out the right day?
I might be looking at different PPs right here. Because I am picking the 5, Wit and Wisdom here for Marcia Swords as my top choice. Ran third over Wet Fast Track last time out. Was making up ground, but you know the winners were too sharp there. Surfing Angel, we know there. And Great Bambino, another speedy runner. And that was over a wet track against tougher. I think getting back at this $2,500 claiming level and back over a dry track could move this one up just like he won 2 starts back. So I'm banking that the 5 can run an improved effort. I'll go to the speed of the Tattoo Kid there for second. We know he's going to be out in front.
Yep.
Can he take him all the way? That is my question. We've questioned him the last 2 starts. He's delivered there for the connections, back-to-back wins. But now against this field, I'm not sure. So I'm going to pick him for second. And then for third, I'll go to the seven on the fence, who's coming off of a win last time out. It was a good-looking win, but I do have to say that I think the wet track helped that form.
Totally.
At 7-1. I think the wet track helped the speed carry longer that night.
I was shocked that he got out there.
Yeah,
me
too.
On the front end,
I was
like,
what is this horse doing on the front end? And, of course, he kept going once you made that lead. So I'll give him a shot for third. And now I'm going to have to add your two for the superfecta there. So 5-4, 7-2 for me in race three.
Yeah, I like the two on top for the lock. Then we're going to go to your five horse, Wit and Wisdom. I agree. I think the class relief is going to benefit this horse. You know, was in for five. An allowance, 8,000, was just weakening. They put this horse down to the $2,500 level, and it went, you know, pretty much wire to wire in that race. They raised it up, and it was a wet, fast track. You know, it was just a little bit too tough, but was finishing okay. Drops it back down, so should be ready to fire again. And then I'm going to go to the four, the Tattoo Kid, for third. Again, it's going to be out there. I think we just question this horse's stamina at times, but Justin Clark, he runs them when they're ready. So, you know, he takes his time with these horses. And one thing I am a little scared of on working is that Edgar Pajares opts to ride the four, the Tattoo
yes.
Kid,
mm-hmm.
over the two. That does scare me a little. But Sergio, and he's used Efren Hernandez in the past. So hopefully he can just get this horse going on the inside and outlast the Tattoo Kid and Wit and Wisdom.
Wow, that's going to be a 5-1 lock for Curtis in race number three. All right, let's flip the page. Race number four. And this is going to be another around the hook, but this is going to be our 4 furlongs, Curtis. So a little bit shorter in this spot. And I'm going to make the pick four very, very easy.
Easy. All single, single.
That's it. That's it. Very, very simple. And I'm talking about the one Camilchi Gold for Nick Lowe. This horse tends to break well, can show good enough speed. Last time out, dueled there about 2 or 3 wider throughout. And had to settle for second there at 4-1. That was against tougher, open 3,200 claimers. Now drops in class to 2,500 claimers, but non-winners of one in 2019. So a little bit of a condition. You got speed, you got the rail, you got 4 furlongs. Give me Camilchi Gold, 5-2, the lock of the night.
I completely agree with you here.
Ooh.
I got the one on the inside. Yeah, it's been racing at the $3,200 level, so it's going to drop down to the claiming level here. But did win one time there at 3,200. Gets Vinny, you know, has the rail here. He's going to have to compete with the 5 Evening
yes.
and Again. But Evening Again has been raced sparingly, so I don't know how this horse is going to come back. We're going to have to see. And you get Omar Santos
yes.
Coming back here. He's only ridden once this year, so he's been riding sparingly, which makes me think this horse is live. But, yeah, I like Camilchi Gold down along the inside. He's shown that he likes to run down there. I see... two out of his last couple wins have come down here from along the inside, so I'm hoping he can just duel there and hold the inside position. Then for second, I'm going to go to the 5 Evening Again. Just like I said, plenty of speed in this horse. We know he's going to be out there on the front end, but you know, with a couple months in between races here, I don't know if this horse is going all that well,
yeah.
And he might weaken late.
That worries me.
And then I'm going to go to the 2-horse Victorious Jewel here. We have a 12-time winner here. Coming down from Golden Gate, has been running in turf races, so going to come back to Los Al, who has run well in the past. You see, you know, the last few times at Los Al, I see, 5 wins out mm-hmm. of, like, the last 8 tries or something like that. So she definitely likes to run here. Just going to have to sit a nice stalking trip here between the 1 and 5 and look to see Victoria's Jewel rolling late.
Nothing to add for me. We've got the same numbers, 1, 5, 2. But the underneath horses don't matter, Curtis, because the lock of the night is going to win there from the rail, Camilchi Gold. All right, we flip the page to the late pick 4, which begins in race number 5. Well, we're going around the hook one more time. Race 5 around the hook.
I hope everybody's reading my footnotes, and I'm just not typing these out for practice.
No, so you go and check out the charts on Equibase. Curtis does a little bit of extra work and puts in the footnotes there for the trips for each and every horse. So race 5, 4.5 furlongs, 3-year-olds and up, which have not won a race in 2019. So a similar condition there. $2,500 here is the claiming price. And we're going to kick it off with a field of 6 for the late pick 4. Who'd you go with here?
I'm going to go right back to the rail. I'm going to the number 1 cut for Angie Aquino here. Has been racing at 870 and 4 furlongs, and that's a kind of an angle I like, is when they stretch back out to 4.5 plus. He has been at 6,250, 8,000, 5,000. Gets some class relief here, cuts the claiming price in half, and used to be forwardly placed, so just that alone, you know, stretching back out, cutting the claiming price in half, hopefully this horse can be a little more forwardly placed and hold that position.
We agree. Once again, this is going to be an easy mid-card double. 1-1. Just go 1-1 here in the mid-card double with the Camilleri Golden cut. Doesn't it seem strange to see an Angie Aquino runner that has thrown in three clunkers? Don't you feel like this horse is due for a much better effort?
Yeah, that's. I think this is finally they've given up on trying to run at those higher claiming tags. Is they're gonna put it in below what she claimed it for. And, you know, Andy's been on fire lately. Her, Castaneda, Sergio, they've been the top thoroughbred trainers right now. So yeah, I agree. I think they're finally just trying to get this horse a good effort.
Me too. I think this is a huge class drop from open five claimers, which is the highest thoroughbred claiming tag we have here, to conditional 2,500. There's a huge drop in class. You get the main rider, Aragon, sticking aboard. The one is like the horse to beat in my eyes. The main threat, I do think it's a three here, Swiss Cheese. 8-5 on the morning line. Jesus Mendoza, pretty strong to see Edgar Pereira's winning at 31% already into the February, almost March. So Jesus Mendoza finished third last time out, despite getting out a bit slow from the rail. Gets off the rail and looks to be the horse that is going to be a top contender in this spot, especially when you notice that Edgar Pierres is jumping back aboard. He rode him to a win there. Rode him to pretty well in 2018, including a win back in June. So watch out for the three, and then I'll go to the two, Lucky Cotton for Robert Lucas. Owned and trained. Comes out of a second place finish behind the back classy Four Gales there back in December. Has some speed. Vinny Bernard there can be sneaky good out of the gate, so I don't know if he wants to engage in the lead immediately out of the gate, or if he's going to try to sit a trip like this horse did three starts back to get up for second. So 1-3-2 for me here in race number five.
Well, we got the same exacto. We got 1-3. All so right. Only thing I'm going to change is third place. I'm going to go to the six horse Rain On for my dad. No, there's no inside information to be given out here. Just looking at the form strictly, you know, dropping all the way down to the bottom. Yeah, after going up to Golden Gate, you know, they've been running on synthetic, maybe thought they tried the turf. It just hasn't worked out for this horse. But I just like that it's drawn outside. My dad puts Goosey aboard, and when my dad had this horse, he did show some early speed in the past. So maybe just coming here to Los Al, where he's been training locally, drawing the outside and putting Goose aboard, maybe gets his horse to the front end. And maybe dropping a little price at 5-1, but definitely a question mark here for me.
All right, I'll go 1-3-2.
1-3-6.
Race number six, around the hook again, Kurt. What is this, Kurt?
Shocker.
We're going around the hook again?
I will be typing nonstop from race one to race six, just to let everybody know. There'll be no breaks on Sunday.
So Sunday night, let me see. Sunday night, last post is scheduled for 9:16. You'll be here until 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Finishing up your notes here. For
I'll be writing, finishing my War and Peace novel. I'll be writing from all these.
Race six, open $2,500 claimers, 3-0s and up. So this is for non-winners of two races in December of 20, actually allowed 3 pounds. So no conditions, open 25 claimers. 4.5 furlongs. You do get a little bit of weight break there in the condition if you fit those. But nonetheless, 2,500 is a claiming price. Field of six set to post. The morning night favorite is going to be the four, slightly a 9-5. But top to bottom, this looks like a tricky field to figure it out. I would be surprised if we agree in this spot. Who's your pick?
You know, I usually never pick this horse, but...
Oh, no.
No, I'm going to the four, slightly.
Oh, we don't agree. Okay.
I think this is kind of the same thing that Angie did that we previously talked about. I think they're just trying to finally get this horse some class relief. It's been racing for, you know, 5,000, 6,250, allowance in the 870s, and then, you know, just lost for 4,000, but has been on the front end, just lugged out on the turn, got a little tight at the 16th pole, and only lost by two. I think just the drop down in class here, probably the speed of the speed, and I hopefully can go wire to wire.
This is going to be a very interesting race because there's a couple of horses dropping in class. I'm going with the horse on the outside, the five, Rosie Cruella for Kelly Castaneda and Sylvia Soto. Finished fourth last time out despite lugging out around the turn. I thought it was a hard-to-ride effort for this seven-year-old mare. Now second time off the layoff, a little bit of a class relief as well. I just think she can show a little bit more speed. It was a very tricky race for me to try to narrow it down, but
I agree.
In the end, I'm just banking that the five could improve there. off of what I saw on the 1st of February. So give me the 5 for first. I'll put the 4 for second just because of the class relief. And she tends to break pretty well. She tends to break okay, show speed and being good in good position throughout. So without a doubt, I think the 4 is going to be in a good position there from post number 4. And then I'll go to the 6, Birdie Tricky. Bit of a price at 6-1 on the outside. $4,000 claimers. Comes out of the same race as Slightly last time out. Lugged out and went evenly. But that was a wet track there. I'm just thinking I'm going to give her an excuse. She did finish third, 2 starts back in that 60-50 claiming event going 870 behind the Sharp Shala. So I think the 6 there could improve with Vinny first time out here tonight on the outside. And I think she's going to get a good trip. The question is, can she be good enough to rally? So I'll go five, four, six here in race 6.
Yeah, I like the 4 on top, and then I'm going to go to the 1 horse here. Ooh. For Bob Bean. I'm going to go Private Terrace down along the inside. You know, showed a ton of speed up north.
Yes.
It was at the mile distance, and then it came to Los Al. We always say that they need a race, so hopefully just second time out can fire down along the inside. And, you know, Boulanger, he tries his butt off down there for along the inside.
He can get horses speed out of the gate.
Yeah, you know, if he wins, you always see him pumping his fist out the wire. So he rides every race like a stakes race. So maybe he can finally get this horse to wake up again second time here at Los Al. And then I'm going to go to the 5. Like you said, Rosie Cruella. It can be forwardly placed and takes another class drop here. But I like that there's a little bit of versatility here. 2 outs ago for 3,200 did close, so in case Slightly gets away with Private Terrace, Rosie Cruella could try and rally in the stretch.
All right, recap, I'll go 5-4-6.
4-1-5.
All right, race number 7. There's 2 races left. You know what time it is.
Hello, late daily double!
And we're finally going down the straightaway, Curtis.
Oh my gosh.
The only question mark is we're going 100 yards. Oh. So you're only going to have 6 seconds to clock the winner here. We got a field of 6 set to post. This is Maidens going 100 yards. And the slight morning show is going to be the 4 Woolley Wagon. The horse with the most experience in the race. 9 starts, 0 seconds, 2 thirds. Can you trust the 4 in this spot?
Completely chucked it out.
Really?
I just chucked it out. Yeah. Everyone knows I'm not the biggest fan of 100-yard dashes here. And I look at the 4, and I just don't see that this horse has been breaking all that well. So I just don't like the price at 7-5 on a horse that really hasn't broken that well in the past. I'm going to try and beat him. I'm going to go to the 6 horse, Working Stiff here for James Glenn Jr. and Ulysses Gomez. Yes, the horse has been weakening in the past, but has been breaking very sharp. As long as Ulysses can get this horse out of the gate, just like he's shown the past 2 starts here, and keep him straight, I think he's got a little chance to upset the 4 here.
Well, look, I'll tell you this. At first look, I was like, I'm not going to pick the 049 Maiden. I'm going to try to beat this horse.
Okay.
Then I was like, I don't like these horses.
And you're like, look who else is in this field.
I'm going to play the 1 who hasn't raced on a legitimate racetrack since 2016.
I totally agree.
I mean, I'm going to play the 6 who, you know, has been breaking well, but draws the outside and lugged out last time out. And the more I looked at it, I was like, this is the 4th racist. Like, this is the field that the 4 has been looking to break the Maiden.
True.
Right?
I can't knock what you're saying.
She faced Allowance Falls as a Maiden last time out.
Yep.
So, getting back against Maidens, hey, I'll take my chances with the 4 Moulet Wagon. For second, I'll go to the only other horse that we don't know what he's going to do. And then I'm talking about the 3 First Royal Cartel, put Fat Fisher there. Has actually 4 gate workouts out of the 5 published ones. That leads me to believe he probably needed a little bit of a educational coming out of the gate. But having the experience of breaking out of the gate so many times could prove well going 100 yards. So you never know. So I'll go 4, I'll go 3, and then I'll go to the 2. Matt Fells here has raced against Futurity Stakes Company 3 starts back. That second on Los Al back in September, I mean, that race wins this race by a mile if she can repeat that effort. She comes out of a flat 5th over a wet track last time out. Was only 5-2 in that field, so she's live. So I'll give that one a shot. So 4-3-2 for me here in race number 7. And the pick 4s, I'm going to go at least 3 deep. At least those 3 deep.
Yeah, I was looking everywhere. I was watching all the works I could. I was watching the works on the three. Uh-huh. I was watching the one. So I landed to the one hunting eagle here. Yeah, that's how much I'm just trying to reach out and try and beat this four. Hasn't raced since 2016.
Yes. The five-year-old.
Did break alertly there. Yeah. But, you know, just lugged out badly. Yeah, I went back, let's see, what was it, the January 19th drill.
Yeah.
Kind of stumbled a little bit at the start, you know, got clear, and let's see, it kind of accelerated. He had the lead, mm-hmm. and then he sucked back a little, and then he finished out well again. So I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're trying to hide works in this horses. Or I don't know what I'm just trying to reach for something here. And he draws along the inside. Miner's up for Felix, who's doubled entered. I hope I'm hoping maybe the four is entered for the one here.
Okay.
And maybe there's you always get the longer price of the trainer. But I'm picking him for second. And then I'm going to go to the two horse for Matt Fales. Like you said, has shown some gate speed in the past. And came here, I thought, was spotted well locally and was bet that day. Just lost path and altered out in the beginning. So I'm going to give him a nice look at the second try at Los Al.
I have no strong opinions of race 7. Believe me, no strong opinions. All right, race 8 to finalize the card here on Sunday and end the week. And before we do that, before we go into race number 8, breaking news.
What is
breaking
it?
Breaking news coming to the desk. We're going to move to a 6 p.m. post time on Fridays, beginning with next week's car. So Friday nights now beginning at 6 p.m.
You know who's going to really appreciate all our East Coast fans.
Oh, yeah, for
the
sure.
Ones that, ones that have to stay up that extra hour into the late night, into the wee hours of the night. They get to start the fun a little earlier here so they don't have to watch the races the next day. So, yeah, I'm all for that. You know, kind of maybe get some people carried over from the daytime as well and get some more money into that early pick four. So we'll see how it does.
You know what's hilarious about that? That, you know, I think Los Al Racing tweeted that change on Twitter. And, you know, my first thought was like, oh, the East Coast people are gonna be happy because we didn't, they get to catch it early. They get to, like, mm-hmm. watch to the end and then still be able to sleep at a reasonable time.
Yes.
For work the next day. But the first comment, oh, great. Now I have to get out of work. I can't catch the late double.
Oh, yeah. What was the one guy? He said, well, what am I supposed to do when I come home from the bar?
Yeah.
I want to watch the end of Los Al. Now I'm going to have to leave the bar earlier.
That's the comment. That was the first comment that I was like, great. You can't make it.
Priorities. You got different priorities in life. But, make sure that you just remember that time change next week. So I'm all for it.
Me too. I like the move because that puts us closer to the end of Santa Anita.
Exactly.
Right? On
yeah.
Friday. So that moves us right there. You know, Santa Anita goes official, and then you still have about 30 to 40 minutes to cap the pick four.
Yep.
And put in your tickets.
I think we see that a lot on Sunday where we have the earlier start time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually when a lot of our top handles of the pick fours
yes.
and the late pick fours come is when it's a little earlier in the night, and I think you can get a lot of those East Coast fans still available to watch racing. So I'm all for it.
All right, let's do it. Race number 8, 300 yards, claiming tag of 6250, 3-year-olds and up, so an open claiming race here to end the night. And we got a field of 7 set to post. This could be a nice trifecta field to end the night. Curtis, who'd you pick here?
I went to the one, Running Jesse here for Zamudio and Lozano. You know, these guys,
Zamudio.
They're hitting it 30%.
Yes.
It's a family-owned, Angel and Valentine, so they're always doing really well. They're going to take another class drop here. This horse was running well, but maybe it was starting to regress a little bit. I like that he's going from 330 to 300 because last time out he broke out of there and was right there and just lost it at the end. So I'm going to go down here, Running Jesse on the inside.
Wow, we agree to end the night, Running Jesse. You know, you see that rail effort, 5 starts back, pretty good forward going 100 yards. But overall, I like that his gelding has pretty good consistent form, tends to fire an effort each and every time.
Yeah.
And you can't ignore how hot these connections have been. The claiming drop, the class drop there from 8,000 to 6250 can help as well. I'll go from the inside to the outside with Frozen Icon for second for Matt Fales. Has not raced since December 2nd there when finishing 7th and going 100 yards. I think she's better meant going longer. You know, she threw her head there in that effort, mm-hmm. was off slow, and that was pretty much it. but then ran fourth against open 10,000 claimers, two starts back, second, five starts back. So she's got some good form. She tends to break well. If you look at the starts of her races, if you draw a line through that effort last time out, first, second, first, second, first, first. She tends to break well. You draw the outside. I just think she's well meant there at 4-1 for Matt Fells off the layoff. He does pretty well with this move when he brings him in fresh. And for third, I'll go to the 4, Fire the Senator. Ran fourth there at 8-1, just behind Running Jesse last time out there by a head. And that was the first start since September of 2018. So you got to think this one is could be ready to go second time out. And Dennis Gibbons and Ernesto Parra, they had a winner last night on Friday. Same identical pattern. Second time off the layoff. They finished well, and they won by, I want to say, a comfortable neck last night on Friday. This kind of the identical pattern, a horse that ran a good, even finish first time out. Second time out, I think this horse is well meant. So 1-7-4 for me here to end the night.
Yeah, like the one Running Jesse, and then I'm going to go to the 2 here for Bill Hoberg. Making his first start in 2 years, but last time was seen in a Futurity trial. You know, drops all the way down to 62.50 here. Was closing last time out at Los Al, so has had some experience over here. Comes in with some nice works, 12.20 on January 26th and an 18.10. I think that's pretty good for the 62.50 level. I think it's a realistic comeback for this horse to be spotted in here. One thing I'm going to say, Bill, I think it's time to geld this horse. I think that's the next step in case this horse doesn't win. He's still a colt.
He's still a colt,
and you're dropping him down in here for 62.50. So make the ultimate equipment change.
Somebody's going to claim your sire right here.
Yeah, if there's anybody out there that's got some money, that would be my suggestion here. Claim this horse and immediately geld him. Monty, if you're listening, that would be my tip to you. He doesn't need my help. Monty's doing this fine.
Yes,
so anyway, I like that. I like J.R. Kaweah's Mountain for second. And then I'm going to go to the 4, Fire the Senator, like you said. It's going to be second time off the layoff. Takes another drop in class to the 62.50 level here. I thought was out finishing Running Jesse last time. But again, that was at the 330-yard distance, and we're shortening up to 300. Mm-hmm. So it's going to need a better start than what we saw last time. But again, it's the other Zamudio down there along the inside. We got the Paras who won. Look to remain red hot here. So maybe they can get a double for the week.
I'll go 1-7-4.
1-2-4.
Wow. So we end the card there with the 300-yard event. I went back. I counted how many races we agree on. Mm-hmm. We agree on 4 out of the 8 races.
That's so pretty good.
50%.
We always say we do all right when we're agreeing.
Yeah, so can't complain about that.
That with 2 different locks? That's 6 out of 8 races.
I mean, we're giving away. I mean, this could be the easiest card of the year. We can get back in a row here on Sunday night.
Hopefully we're hitting the cha-ching next week and not sad trumpets.
There's like a dust covering that button. Like we haven't hit in so long. There's dust sitting on that.
Well, we got Louisiana was today. Yes. Talked about they had fraternity trials. Yeah. We got Remington starting up next month, which reminds me, we got to go watch the training races
of
all the new two-year-olds. Mm-hmm. We're slacking a little. Yeah. I missed a lot of, but Mr. Los Al's been keeping me up to date. So, yeah, we got a lot of action going to be rolling up here.
When does the Texas Quarter Horse Circuit begin? Does Retama go first, or does Sam Houston go immediately after the third race?
You know, I don't know. I'm not quite sure. We're going to have to look that up.
Yeah, but I know it's one of those two. They get going in the year. Might be Retama.
We would have to ask Russ Solis. We know that he's a big Texas guy.
Oh, and Martha, she's a Sam. She still works Sam. He's in publicity, I think. Not sure.
I thought she's switched to Louisiana.
Really?
And I gonna have to tell her she was at Delta Downs today instead of Louisiana. She's supporting the thoroughbreds
instead of
over
the
15. 15 trial day for Louisiana is what Mardi Gras fraternity trials today.
Come on, Martha.
Shame on you, Martha.
Come on, Martha.
Don't jump ship to thoroughbreds.
Do I have anything here to drop on Martha? Come on, Martha. You need to.
I don't know. That's just a boo, I think.
Yeah, I think. I have one? Yeah, there we go. Come on, Martha.
That's perfect.
But no, Martha has been well supported of the Louisiana circuit in the last year or so.
Yes.
But, can't wait for the quarter horses to get going around the country. You know, we might have babies start working a couple of weeks already here from what I hear from Professor Yi. And then we'll really start salivating until the potential stars of 2019.
That's when we'll have to get all baby talk going. Mm-hmm. Have to have all our notes with each one. And you know, you always talk about Burghardt, man. He's ultra sharp when watching those works. So that's kind of the key. You gotta get the ones that Burghardt hasn't really keyed in on. Watching workouts, you always gotta find something that maybe he missed. But I mean, that's just like anything else at Los Al, right?
Just like finding a needle in a haystack, new. Right? If you can find a 2-to-1 that Edberger's not on, you feel like a winner, right?
Yep,
that's it.
Yeah, we were talking about the pick four payouts since he hasn't been here, and we were saying maybe that's he's hasn't been available to put pick four tickets out on. Yeah, he gives that that extra pat on the back to anybody that needs to whittle down their tickets.
Nobody influences the pools more than Ed Burghardt.
No.
People follow him religiously because he's as sharp as can be. So when he gives out a pick four ticket, you know, when they check his picks online at the Los Al website and he's got a single and that single hits, you know that pick four is going to get hit by a lot of people.
Yep. I'm always hear about who his radio play is.
Yeah.
And whenever that tote board lights up for that first, man, that's that first click, it's usually a monster. His horse is usually 3-to-5 or under, whoever he gives out on the radio.
And speaking of radio plays, shout out to Bobby Newman, filling in for Ed Burger right now. He's been doing the radio hits as well. He gave out a radio hit the other day. His radio play was the one for the one horse for Zamudio that won at like 7-to-1 or 6-to-1.
Okay.
He was like 7-to-2 or 4-to-1 in the morning. Mm. He gave that one on the radio. Shout out to Bobby Newman.
You know, it's very hard to come in and replace Ed Burghardt, like you said, who's so beloved by the fans.
Yeah.
But you don't hear any negative comments, whether it just be around the track or on Twitter or anything like that. Bobby, I think he does a terrific job when he comes in and fills in for Ed Burghardt. But the way I really know he's a good guy, he already brought pizza for us.
He brought pizza for us already.
And he brought it from one of the places locally that we always go.
He brought Mari's.
Yeah, I was shocked. I was like, you know about Mari's? And class act, Bobby Newman.
You know who's in the hot seat?
Who?
George Duarte. I mean, Bobby Newman shows up, first time out, he brings Mari's.
Yeah, I have to wholeheartedly agree with you. George, if I think it's your turn to step up and buy some pie.
You're in the hot seat, George. You're in the hot seat. But nonetheless, we are planning to book Bobby Newman for the podcast. So we're going to get to know him a little bit more.
Yes.
I'll say we'll try to book him during the weekend of El Primero and La Primera.
Okay.
We'll try to get Bobby on. We'll talk to him, get some picks, and find out a little bit more about Bobby. But until then, hope we hit a couple of winners, and we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye, everybody.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.